It's Friday, June 24th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
You know, summer to most people is road trips.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three interesting little road trips for this weekend. We're going to send our listeners across our listening area.
All right.
So if you're in Van Buren, you're going to Bentonville. If you're in Rogers, you're going to Jasper. If you're in Pettigrew, you're going to Fort Smith. Road trip number one is the 14th annual Buffalo River Elk Festival. Have you ever been to Jasper? You have, haven't you?
Oh, I love Jasper. I every year I try to spend at least a weekend or two in Newton County around Boxley or someplace.
Beautiful little town. And you've been to Newton County because we did the zip line.
Yes, but I haven't been to Jasper.
But we saw elk.
We did see elk.
That's the Elk Festival. They reintroduced elk to Newton County in 1981, and it's fun to go see the elk. The Elk Festival has an arts and crafts fair, competitions like pie making, and the championship elk calling contest.
Which is something to behold.
I bet it is. If it sounds anything like Bloodhounds Bane, it'll be exciting. But here's the reason you need to go to Jasper this weekend. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called Grub Street. It's New York Magazine's food and restaurant blog. And they picked a destination restaurant in each of the 50 states. The destination they picked for Arkansas is the Ozark Cafe in Jasper. And here's why. Because the Ozark Cafe has a deep fried burger.
I'm all over this.
They batter it up like a piece of chicken and drop it in the deep fryer. And then put it on a bun with all of the normal hamburger fixings.
Mm-hmm. Can it be a cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I want it. They also have this thing they call an Excaliburger.
Uh-huh.
It's a grilled cheese with a burger with a grilled cheese. And it's served with a steak knife in the middle of it. The restaurant's open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. It's at 107 East Court Street, which is on the square.
Which is to say downtown Jasper.
Right. And so you can go and you can get the burger, you can get music, you can get fireworks on Saturday night. There's your Saturday road trip.
Okay. You've convinced me.
Road trip number two.
Mm-hmm.
Marsha Ball is one of the headliners at the Riverfront Blues Festival Saturday in Fort Smith. We had a lovely story with her by our summer intern, Brady Tackett. It was a good enough story. He gets a name now. He doesn't have to just be intern. Her latest album is called Roadside Attractions. It debuted at number 5 on the Billboard Blues chart. And although it's like her 15th album in 30 years of touring, it's the first one that she's written every song, or at least co-written every song. Performances start at 5:30 today with bands like Voodoo Sauce, Tyrannosaurus Chicken.
I love them, by the way.
And W.C. Clark. And at 4 tomorrow with Marsha Ball is the headliner. It's at Harry E. Kelly Park in Fort Smith, and it's $10 a day. Kids get in free with a paying adult.
Well, you're 2 for 2 right now with the Elk Festival and Blues in Fort Smith.
Okay, let's try road trip number 3.
The hat trick.
A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and it's a farce. It's slamming doors, mistaken identities, uproar and silliness. Jan Reed Mueller, who's the president of Village Players and plays Domina in the comedy, says, "So far, no one has come up injured." That's a good farce.
Exactly.
And the director says, you may have heard these jokes before, but it's all in the delivery.
And this is being staged
7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, in White Auditorium on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus in Bentonville. The Village Players, of course, based in Bella Vista. Tickets are $12 to $17, and you can find out more at bvvillageplayers.org.
All right. Those are some great options.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Tonight, Mudtown Days in Lowell. Tonight, movie musical night at the Rogers Little Theater. It's part of Black Music Month. This is the screening of The Wiz. And Keeping My Brother is a new play by Prince Duren, part of the New Play Festival at Boar's Head Players. It starts at 8 o'clock at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. There's a one-person show, Remember Me, by Brandy Hoofnagle at 7:30. Now, we've got one more thing I want to tell you about. It's not really entertainment, but the result of it is.
Okay.
There's a big adopt-a-thon this weekend for animals left homeless by the Joplin tornado.
Mm.
10 o'clock to 8 o'clock Saturday and Sunday at what they're calling the Pet Emergency Warehouse. Mm. south of the Joplin Humane Society, which is on Emperor Lane in Joplin. They have something like 900 pets that need homes. It is, adopting is free. You need to go on their website and fill out the adoption application. It's joplinhumane.org/adoptathon.
Very good.
You'll have fun later.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.